WSHF 567, monitor. WRWB 49, and we're standing by. WSHF 567, good morning, Mike. Yeah, morning time out there, Sam. Usually lately we've been getting some other people out here in the mornings, like Tim and Charlie. What's going on with you, Sam?
Well, not a lot, you know, eating your radio up to work this morning. Waking up to a bit, you know, talking on the radio. Got nothing going on, but you know, sleeping deep.
No, okay. Yeah, there was somebody trying to jam you, you know. The usual, but you won. You got through it.
It's a kind cam that we got to put up with that here, too. Done everything we could do to get away.
Yeah, well, what can you do? Eventually they will get caught. I mean, it's just a matter of time. They will get caught eventually. You know, it's, you know, if it keeps persisting, it's, you know, it's a matter of time. Somebody will track them down.
Start your day, Mike.
WSBT 754, are you in there? This is WRWB 49.
WSBT 754, morning, Mike.
Good morning. I figured I'd see if you're in there.
Yes, coming by to rest areas right now.
I guess the QRM stopped for a minute there. Still on there, Sam? WRWB 49. Yep, still in here, Mike. WSHS 567. Anyway, looks like it's going to rain today, it looks like. My grass is starting to look like straw.
You know, I used to have a real nice lawn. I stopped caring about anything in the city, so I stopped caring about the lawn. I didn't give a shit less anymore. Just the way I feel about the city. Sorry about the S word.
You don't want to be like that. You know, I got a neighbor next door to me that looks like Sanford and Son, and you know, I still keep my yard up. You know, they look at his yard and they just all laugh and they shake their heads.
Well, the yard would never look like Stanford and Son in the front anyway.
Yeah, my neighbor, you know, was going for the Heidelberg Project look. If you ever seen that before. Used to be a whole block of just, like, you know, junk hanging from trees, you know, painted as artwork. And it was a big thing some guy did back in the 90s, and the mayor at the time, Dennis Archer, decided that, you know, he wanted that stuff taken down because it was looking like an eyesore.
Yeah.
That time you weren't getting into the machine too good.
I'm right where I always am. I don't know what's going on.
That time you came in perfect.
I think I'm going to start reading that handbook I got, so I might get into that for a little while. Try that out for a little while. Just get away from the TV altogether. It's aggravating.
Do what? No, I don't follow you. You know, when you bring that up here, I don't know. I don't associate the two. I've already said this. I don't, you know. Anyway, so what do you got, a ham study guidebook? Is it the most recent? I didn't catch all that.
I said, yeah, I got the new book. Aggie brought it over for me. I don't know what's going on the radio today. Other than I'm on 20, and I'm usually on 18. That could be the difference. But 18's off right now, so I'm on 20. Anyways, Mike, you have a good day. You and Paul, I'm going to stand by and listen. Go make another pot of coffee. You have a good day. WSHF 567, monitoring.
Well, they probably shut the Detroit down because of the QRM going on, but you're coming through to Mount Clemens pretty good. WSHM 738. You still out there? This is WRWB 49.
Mike.
If that was you, you were barely getting in.
That's me. Am I getting in now? Did you get that weed whacker fixed? Did you look at it? It's still in the scrap pile.
Oh, well, I took the spark arrestor off, which wasn't even plugged. And it's weird. It, you know, I don't know. It could be further in depth. I didn't take the muffler off and check the exhaust port. So it could be further down in. Now, I don't know. It's weird. But, yeah. I used it yesterday, and it seemed to work fine. So, I don't know. I'll figure it out. What time are you leaving out today? 7:30. Got to be to work at 8 a.m. today. Joe, where do you got to be today? Mount Clemens? Oh, they got me working all over today. Here, there, and everywhere. I see all that, I did. Yeah, they got me working all over today, so it'll be an adventure, but it is what it is. You know, I like driving.
Okay, roger that, Mike. 10-4, roger that. Over.
Roger that. All right.
That is confirmation. Okay, there you go. WSHM 738. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Sam.
Well, you know, I get it. I mean, I told you my intuition was right. And, well, it just paid off.
Well, it's one thing to speculate and have a good idea. It's another thing to have it proven. So you tell the owner of this repeater you have 100% confirmation of who one of the jammers are. I just got a phone call and they're saying it's very strong in a certain area on a rubber ducky antenna.
Well, you know, usually my intuitions never fail. Like I tell people, you know, maybe I should have been a detective instead of working in the field I'm working in.
I still got the guy on the phone. Hold on a minute.
Yeah, copy. Anyway, Sam, I forgot what we were talking about. Oh, yeah, driving around. Yeah, I don't mind driving, you know, from here, there, to there, and everywhere. As long as it's not too far out of the area, I'm okay with that. But there's, like, times where I got to go out to, like, say, Southfield and Clarkston, and that. Then I'm like, nah, you know what? Give that to somebody else.
Yeah, 10-4.
So what's going on this morning, Sam? How you doing?
Doing just as good as I could do, Paul. No complaints.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, I guess Detroit's down right now, so we just have the Macomb.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're shutting that off or there's actually some underlying problem on top of it, too. So I think those two get mixed up in the same sentence sometimes. It goes down too much, you know, and I can't believe anything's happening overnight, so I think there's some other underlying problem there as well.
That could be. it's hard to say, but I know they unlink up north from here where we had the tomfoolery going on. And because they don't want a part of that, you know, they don't want to hear that stuff.
Oh, I'm sure they don't want no part of it. The problem is there's an influx of deviants that, you know, infiltrated the system, and that's what you got. Bottom line. All right, we'll move forward. One's been identified, so we'll just move forward. All right, what you got going on? What time you got to start today, Mike?
8 a.m. today, and I'm working in various places, so it's not the same today, which is okay. I don't mind it.
The guy on the phone is saying thanks to you and Sam for keep going this morning. You know, I think he said, I don't want to quote him verbatim, but in the general sense, he said, thank you for supplying enough rope, whatever that means.
No problem, anytime.
Just means that someone just hung themselves. Anyway.
Hang on, he's calling back. I'll be right back. Guys, I'll be right back. I'm going to be on the phone for a little bit, so I'll probably lose the system in the meantime, so I'll say good morning. I got to get back to my phone call there. ESA 10738.
All right, we'll catch you later. So what are you working on today, Sam?
I got another chainsaw, another steel. This year's been the year for steel chainsaw coils going bad. This is like number 20.
Which kind is it? I got a MS-360. I think it's a 360 or 361. I forgot the damn model number. Anyway, it's the one above the farm boss.
This one's a 520.
What is it? Is it 0520 or 520?
MS-520.
Oh, wow, that's even bigger than the one I got. Well, you got to remember, it's a still. I mean, when they run, they're okay, but man, they are a pain in the butt to get started, I'll tell you. Except for the one I have, it's from like the late 60s. It's an old still S10. And I've had that thing for like 20 years, and that thing's actually got a JB Weld plug on the cylinder wall. What had happened was I bought the thing, the guy says, oh yeah, it starts up and it runs great. The problem is I can't get the idle to go down. I can't adjust the idle or nothing. It just idles at one speed, you know, and I can't do nothing. And I'm like, well, I'll take a look at it. Maybe he's got something screwed up. And I look, and I take it apart, and the clutch wore a hole in the block. So the air was coming in through that way. So I plugged it, and it's ran like that ever since with JB Weld. I imagine that chainsaw's got, what, a 26-inch bar in it? Or a 30?
I don't know. It's just attention.
What's that you were fading out?
I was walking out of the steel bedroom. I said, yeah, I don't know. I didn't pay that much attention. I'm going to go up to the garage right now. Take a look.
Yeah, I copied. Yeah. Then I had that 360, or yeah, I think it's the 361. Anyway, that one there, I picked that up off the roadside, along with the MS-170 and a MS-260. The 170 ran that 360, the one ran, or runs. The only issue is with the MS-170 was just the carbon to be cleaned out, and that's it. The MS-361, that needed a new sprocket. That's it. The third one was just for parts. It was already happening. I couldn't believe it, you know. Somebody... looks like the only reason maybe, and you know they put them, the other one they jacked up the sprocket and the clutch, which was at what, $30. That's it.
Yeah, I got the numbers inverted. It's the MS-250.
Oh, MS-250. Yeah, that's not a big one. The ones I like are the old, like the McCulloch. Husqvarna 125.
Husqvarnas are okay when they run.
Yeah, that one, the Husqvarna 125. That thing's a beast. Yeah, it's a, you know, same size as a dirt bike engine, you know, but it's not a chainsaw. It's like, holy crap. And that thing will cut through some wood. It's the only thing with those old McCulloch saws, you know, that it's really hard to get parts for. And you could call that guy out in California that bought all that new old stock that's in the warehouse, but he don't have a lot either anymore. You know, he's getting scarce.
Yeah, sometimes it's a pain to find parts, for sure.
That's like with this old Roper I have. Well, it says Sears, but it was made by Roper. Roper made, you know, chainsaws for a short time, the appliance company. And, yeah, that one's hard to get parts for. It's basically just a wall hanger.
Still here, I'm walking back into the house. Yeah, I heard that. A wall hanger.
Yep, that's it. I mean, unless I find one, you know, that, or find parts, yeah, it's pretty much dead in the water. All right, there's Sam. I'm going to take a standby here and get some stuff done before I have to go to work. So I will catch you later. WRWB 49, I'll be standing by.
Alright, Mark, you have a good morning, have a good day at work, and we'll talk to you later. WRNW 7, 5, 6, 7, 0, 5.
Have a good day, gentlemen. WRNW 329, we're clear.
Morning, Tim. Goodbye, Tim. I figured you'd be out here this morning, you know, listening. We'll catch you later. WRWB 49 will be clear.
Good morning time to you. My name is Sam, WSHF 567 out of Warren. And you have a good day, and I'm back quiet.
All right, Sam. Enjoy your day. Guys, have a good one. WRNG 329. Clear, you gotta make some money. Anybody listening on Detroit?
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
Good morning, everybody. This is WSET 257, going to be mobile air monitoring.
WSHR 566 on the air, Marley.
WRWM 638, portable listening. WRWM 638, listening. WM 638, listening.
WSOC 793 monitoring.
Oh, if you can hear me, 793, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon right back to you, man. I can hear you. Can tell you're mobile, but I can hear you there, Roger.
Copy that. You're absolutely right. I'm all the way down here in the big city of Monroe. I'm heading back toward Taylor, so yeah, I'm in the portable. I'm surprised I'm even making the trip.
Well, you're making the trip pretty good, in fact. Like I said, I can just tell there's a little bit of frying in there with you, like you're moving, but not enough to mess up your signal or your readability or anything there, Roger.
Copy that. Yeah, I got a great copy on you for sure. So there's no strain on that, absolutely. So you know that you're up. Down here in Monroe, they're doing some sort of road work, so once I get around that, be smooth sailing. I'm sure I'll hit a few little higher bridges and stuff, you get a better read on me, but WM638 for identification. I'll be sitting here listening, my friend.
Yeah, it's 638, no problem at all, my friend. I just turned it on and I want to get up and get me some coffee and stuff before I begin my long-winded day on here or something like that. Anyway, if I don't talk to you again, you have yourself a good day. Be careful mobiling out there, and it's working through the repeaters really good. We'll catch you in a minute. WSOZ 793, I'm clear for a few.
WSSZ, I think you said 793, Justin, Frank, thank you. I got that up. It's going to take me a minute to get to the stairs, or I'll be out here for another couple of 7 minutes at least, 40, probably more likely. Alright, my friend, like I said, I'll probably get weak signal, strong signal, go get a little some mud in you, a little cup of mud, wake up. Again, thanks for the comeback.
Roger that, 73. WSOZ
793
monitoring. 793, still there. This is WSGA 795. Yeah, go ahead, 795. A little rough, but I got you.
Yeah, most of my area, I'm at Maple and M5. I think I'm picking it up on a repeater from downtown. You're coming in loud and clear. I'm mobile. You're coming in loud and clear.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, now all of a sudden you're coming in great. Real good. Nice loud and everything else, not bad for where you're at.
If you allow me to test, let me drop down from 50 watts to 20 watts and see how bad it is. Stand by just a second.
Alright.
Yeah, it's Mike 795. I'm not coming in now.
Actually, there's not much difference. When you said that you were going to drop down to 20 watts, you started getting a little bacon fry in there with you before you unkeyed and went down. And, it don't seem to be no difference. You got a little bacon fry in there with you now, but you did, like I said, on high power, too. But, no difference. Don't seem to be.
Yeah, there's a difference on my, hold on a second here, I got a phone call.
Yeah, all right, I'll be back in a sec. Also, I got to go hump me down a cup of coffee. WSOZ 793 clear. I'll be back.
Yeah, sorry about that, buddy. I had a phone call from my wife here. This is Mike, WSCH 795. Nice talking to you, and I'm going to be out.
You're right, Mike. Well, good talking to you, too, my friend. Like I said, I'm just going to go hunt me down a cup of coffee and come back into the monitoring side. You got Dave over here, Delta Alpha Victor Echo. We'll talk to you in a few. Once again, WSOZ 793. I'll be back. All right. WSOZ 793 back monitoring.
WSAL 946.
There he is. Good afternoon. I think I was in bed when you tried to get a hold of me last night on the phone. I went to bed early last night. I was feeling really, really crappy, so I think I went to bed about 6 or 7 or something.
Yeah, my neighbor brought me a plate of spaghetti yesterday, and it conked me out. It put me out pretty early, so.
Yeah, certain foods like spaghetti and stuff will do that to me. Especially if I don't know if the word eat too much of it or, you know, I don't eat no more like I used to, but sometimes if I'm hungry and it's good stuff, you know, because I love Italian food, and one of the foods I love. But if I eat enough of spaghetti, yeah, then it kind of starts wearing on me.
Well, I'll give you a holler. You know what? I'm going to text you right now. Let's see if you can get my number in there anyway.
Yeah, Roger that. I still got to put you in my contacts. I got all that, though. I know what to do. I just seen it. I just got up and I was sitting there and I seen my light blinking and I looked and I seen you texting me something and I figured, you know, I was still half asleep. I figured I'll deal with it later. So what else is happening?
Well, not much. Got up a little while ago. I'm on my second cup. I need to clear my head here. It's cobwebs out.
Yeah, Roger that. I got up, I think, about 2 or 3. I had to go to the can, and I came back, and I had a hell of a time trying to go to sleep. Hell of a time. I think about 5 or something, I finally just said the hell with it and got up.
Yeah, I was up about 6. And, turned around online, jumped on Amazon for a little while. They got their deal thing. I didn't see anything I wanted. And a couple hours later, I was able to get climb back in and got warm again. Got chilly out there now, right now.
I know. Last night at one time I woke up, I had to reverse the fans. I had them blowing in because it was very warm in here last night when I went to bed. I was blowing them in. They still didn't do all that good, but I had them blowing inward instead of outward. And then sometime there this morning, I got up and, ooh, I had to reverse them. But they're still running in reverse. Yeah, it got very cool.
WDAKLL-KF8-DIC.
In there, Ralph.
Yeah, buddy, what's up?
Let's hope I turn my volume up. Is that you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was just on Amazon here. Damn, it's Times Days or whatever they call it. Yeah, I'm maybe wanting to get another one of these Nayos.
Yeah, Roger that. WSFZ 793 ID. Sorry for cutting you short. She was ready to go dead. And if I plug it in, until the battery gets to a certain charge, if I try using it, there's a hum and there's a bit of a hum in my, you know, when I'm talking, you hear a bit of a hum. So the battery gets to a certain charge level, so, or else I'd have just plugged it in and kept on going with you there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Oh, I was gonna, I'm not gonna do it on the radio. I wanted to talk about somebody else. Another time. I'll get with you another time.
Yeah, Roger that. I feel a little crappy, but not nowhere near as bad as yesterday. She charges up, I'll give you a holler. And, yeah, we'll take care of that.
Yeah. Also, I'm looking for a base antenna. I'm going to see what Amazon's got, like, going, they're prime day. I think they call them prime days. Today and tomorrow, they have super sales. Just to do some spendy dollar sales.
Yeah, Roger that. Which antenna are you looking at?
Well, I'm not. I'm going to browse around, see what they got. I mean, I'd hate to buy some off-brand thing and find out it's a piece of crapola. Coax, I'm going to need coax. There's just a ton of coax that, I don't know. Everybody says stay away from it. Go with the good stuff.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, I ain't seen no proof of it, but I heard quite a few times that Amazon sells Nagoya knockoff antennas, counterfeits. That's, you know, I found that out. So what I did was when I ordered my Nagoyas, both of them, I ordered them straight from Nagoya. I didn't care. You know, I ordered them both from Nagoya. I didn't order them through Amazon.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's where I got mine also. I didn't get the free shipping, but I believe their price is the same. You know, they're $20. I mean, can't go wrong with them, you know. A couple extra bucks for shipping, big deal.
I can't remember what mine ran for either one of them, but they were about the same price as Amazon, maybe a buck or two higher, I think, if I remember right.
Well, they're not on sale. They're $21, $20.98. And it says authentic, genuine Nagoya 771G. I don't know.
Yeah, Roger, well, that's what you got to watch out with Amazon. Amazon don't know the difference between the real thing and the knockoff. They just sell them. And I didn't want to take a chance, you know, and end up with a knockoff antenna or nothing. So I'm going to plunk that kind of money down. So I just went straight over to Nagoya. Just like my my DB20 here, I ordered it straight from Radio Oddity. I didn't bother going through Amazon.
No, I know I did get my radio, my DB20, through Amazon. It's been great. It's been fine.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I'm not bad-mouthing Amazon or anything. Amazon's cool, man, but Amazon don't know. I don't think Amazon knows if they're selling you a knockoff or the real deal. You know, the deals are good, especially the free shipping and all the other stuff, and usually you order it, you know, it's in your house, it's at your house, even though they say it'll take a week, usually by 2 days it's on your doorstep.
Yeah, I'm looking at this little base antenna. You know, it says it's the GRMS 400 to 470 megahertz. When you look, zoom in on the picture, you can tell it's a dual band. A dual band antenna, at least that's what it's showing here in the pictures. It's, yeah, they're just selling what they're selling. They don't know what the hell it is.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, one of the reasons why the Nagoyas, the 771 and the 177 or 72G or whatever, the reason why they work so good is because they're tuned for GMRS. They don't cover nothing else. They're tuned specifically for GMRS, and when you have an antenna that's tuned, you know, just for the set of frequencies that you're going to be using it for and nothing else, usually that's the best.
That's what I want. That's what I'm after. You know, I could find something reasonably priced. I'm not going to spend a ton of money on it. I'll just stick with what I got. It's working pretty good. I just, you know, I don't know. I'm gonna browse around here and see what I can find.
Yeah, well, what you could do for the hell of it, if you got nothing going on, I mean, look up what you're looking for on Amazon, get a price, and then go over to the person, the company that makes the antenna, go over to their website and see how much it is on their website.
Yeah, Roger that. You know, I'm like you. I'd rather buy right from the factory, right from the dealer, than have to mess around with some copycat crap.
Hey, break on those antennas. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, this is WRTZ 552. Take a look at the Midland antennas, too. They're tuned very well from the factory, and their longer 6 dB gain one is very good, as well as there's a little one. It's not on Amazon, but direct through Midland. I think it's a 312, possibly.
Are those base or mobile antennas?
Those ones are mobile antennas, magnetic mounts. I've also got the one Nagoya that was one of the magnetic mounts as well. I've used that at home for a base station on a, you know, on a pipe plate or cake pan, if you will, for the magnetic mount.
Yeah, copy that. Well, I'm looking for a base antenna. I don't know. I think it would serve its purpose better than going mobile with the pie plate. I want to get something outside. You know, this thing hanging around in my little kitchen shack here is got to go, really.
Yeah, copy that. I'm trying to think of, there's one I've been looking at, too, on Amazon, and I can't recall which one that is right now. I'm on mobile at the time, but there's been a few I've been looking at as well.
Yeah. Well, everybody that I talked to, I think Dave's using a mobile antenna on his base there. It's everything's good. You know, I stick with what I have here. I got a J pole hanging in the window. It's just in the way. I can't open the blinds. I can't, you know, that's the only reason I want to switch it up, really.
Yeah, copy that. Just make it a little more convenient as well. I mean, I don't know what your distance is from the repeater, but you're sounding good with whatever you got set up right now.
So thank you. You're sounding good on your mobile there. I'm pretty much, I think I'm about halfway between the Mount Clemens repeater and the Detroit repeater. What the mile is here is there, I couldn't tell you. Not too awful far.
Yeah, I copy that. I'm actually on the Detroit repeater right now, and I'm in Farmington at the time right now.
Hey, Dave, do you find that Detroit repeater works a little better for you than the Mount Clemens? For the clarity on your end?
Oh, yeah, much better. Well, I don't know about much. Quite a bit better. That's why I like staying on Detroit. It's cleaner and it's quieter. It's not so hashy, mashy, pissy. And I really like it. I don't care. If it's on the one of them days somebody's talking, there's a little bit of diesel noise coming in with them. As long as it ain't affecting their readability and everything, I don't care. And with the same with my transmit, as long as you can understand what I'm saying, that's cool. I've heard good things about them Midland antennas. Jack knows a lot about them, too. I've heard people out here using them and stuff, and they seem to work really good. Personally, I don't own any, so I can't tell you that end of it, but I heard they're great antennas, too. Like I said, Jack knows all about that stuff. Jack, he knows the dB gain and all the other stuff of them. But I wanted to throw that in. But, yeah, I like being on Detroit. I'm kind of in between the two repeaters, too, in a way. You know, I'm over here at Love Mountain Hoover. Warren, so I'm pretty sure I'm about in between the two repeaters, or at least, you know, whatever the crow flies there. But the Mount Clemens one doesn't come in as strong as Detroit, and sometimes it's really hashy, and sometimes it comes in so weak my squelch won't lock back up. You know, so Detroit always comes in full strength, full hit, you know, and it just works.
Anyway, fellas, WSAL 946. I'm going to scour Amazon here and see what I can find. It'll be clear for a little while.
Yeah, all right, I'm going to do the same. I'm going to go quiet and straighten out some stuff here. I got to straighten out. So we'll talk to you guys later. Y'all have a good day, man. Everybody's sounding good. WSOZ 793, I'm clear.
Pleasure talking with you, gentlemen. I'm going to clear out too. WRTZ 552 is clear.
All right, 552. Good talking. Dave, good talking.
WRWB 489 from WSHM 738. WSBT 754.
You are WB 49, and we're standing by.
Afternoon, Mike. WSBT 754.
What's going on there, Charlie?
Oh, you know, same thing as usual, trying to get through this traffic, man.
I hear you, man. Is this undoubtedly all the rules and instructions?
Yeah, you must be in that bad spot. Didn't get any of that.
Just give me one moment here. Okay, how about now? It should be better.
Oh yeah, 100%. Much better.
There's the traffic up this way, man, in certain spots with all this road construction going on. It could be hectic. Especially when they got roads closed down and just one lane only.
Oh yeah, I get it. Yeah, sorry, I bailed out of there this morning, man, but, dude, I can't deal with that guy.
Rest assured that it's been identified.
That was at 202, right?
Actually, no, but he's a part of that group, but it wasn't him. It was somebody else. And, you know, I just figured I'd keep him going while the other gentleman was out there, you know, doing his thing, Roger.
Ah, okay. I don't know anything about that. Like I said, I turned it off. Said the heck with it. I don't want to be a part of it, man, you know. I don't want my call in the middle of that. I don't want no part of it.
Nobody does. I mean, you just happen to be caught in the line of fire, you know. And it sucks, but that's what happens. You know, all these idiots are. I just want to cause and want to QRM.
Yeah, well, hopefully the owner of the repeater will get fed up with it and do something. Turn it off, turn them in, or whatever, but it's just getting out of hand, man. Getting out of hand.
The rate they were going, they were bound and determined to get caught sooner or later. You know, using the input side.
Well, hopefully they got money in their pockets. That's a good way to get it emptied.
Anyway, looks like we're going to have some rain for a while here.
It'll be dry tomorrow, though, ain't it?
I don't know. I just know today we're going to have some rain for a while.
Yeah, they were fixing to start paving my street this week or today. But the guy told me last night that I talked to him that it probably won't be until Wednesday now because of the rain. They're supposed to be done by Friday and complete, so hopefully that'll happen, man. We're all about done with it.
It takes that long to lay down asphalt,
should it? Well, it was all the prep work before that, you know.
it tear up all the concrete. They put in a bunch of new storm sewer pipe and wells, new curbs, and they put in all the aggregate. They put in a lot of aggregate, man, a lot. And, I mean, it's taken them all this long up until we have today. It's been basically since the first day of school until now, so they're just ready to start laying the asphalt. It'll be over.
I didn't know it was as bad as that.
Oh, yeah, it was complete reconstruction. They tore up the old concrete and dusted the clay. Like I was telling you, that there was no rebar, no reinforcement in the concrete. And it was just right on top of clay. So there is absolutely no drainage. I'm surprised this lasted this long. And it was pretty tore up. So yeah, they tore all that out and all the curb, everything. Total reconstruction.
Rebar, how did he get away with that? I mean, that would have heaved, I'm sure.
Well, that place was built, like I say, sometime in the 60s. So, you know, I don't know what the code was then. And who knows who was checking, you know. Yeah, I didn't even notice that until the guy told me. One of the workers one afternoon, you know, he said, yeah, there was no concrete, no rebar, no mesh, no nothing. And I said, you know, you're right. I didn't even notice that when they tore it all up. It was just straight concrete, right on clay. How it lasted this long, I'll never know. And it, I mean, it was in bad shape. It was getting worse and worse, you know, over time. But how it they got away with that, I do not know.
That's crazy. I know driveways, they don't usually put rebar in. Who knows?
Yeah, they did our approach. They did everybody's approach with brand new concrete. None of it got any rebar in it, no mesh, nothing. I don't know why, but apparently they feel they don't need it. I don't know.
Copy.
All right, Mike, well, I'm out here by the rest area, so I'm pretty close to the end of my rope. Hopefully we'll be able to do it in the morning. We'll see. You never know.
Well, like I said, you know, mark my word, the one that was doing it this morning has been identified.
Yeah, well, hopefully something will get done one way or the other. WSBT.
Alright, we'll catch you later. This is WROWD 489 and we'll be standing by. WRFX 966.
WSEU 202. Good evening to all.
WSCI 847, WIUG 38, copy. WSCI 847, WIUG 38, copy. No copy, WIUG 38, clear.
WSIL 946, you may know Ralph. Hey, what's up, man? Just watching the ball game here. What's happening?
Nothing.
Just
watching TV
quick out and see what you're doing. Or hear what you're doing or whatever you're doing, man. What's playing? That's the first playoff. We're playing Seattle. We're best of five. It's 1-1. Seattle's up 2 on this game. It's the third game. So it's 1-1, best of five. And we'll, if Detroit can do it, we'll move forward in the playoffs.
Okay. I guess that answered my question.
So what you doing? What you doing this evening? You're winding down pretty good?
Yeah. Taking it easy. Probably going to hit the bed in, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, something. There ain't nothing else happening. And, I don't know. I guess I could use the sleep.
Yeah, roger that. I'll tell you what, I'm seriously thinking about buying another mobile radio. This Squelch thing is out of control again tonight. It's hard to deal with. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, roger that. What repeater are you on?
Mount Clemens right now.
Are you able to access Detroit?
Yeah, usually that's where I'm on, on Detroit.
All right, well, that's where I'm on. Swing it over to Detroit and see if you still have that problem.
Well, we'll find out on Detroit now. I was having it, and I went up to Mount Clemens, and now I'm back to Detroit, so let's see.
Okay, well, mine was doing it. It was mostly on Mount Clemens, and when I slid up to Detroit, ever since I've been on Detroit, it hasn't done it.
Well, for me, it's worse than Detroit right now, anyway.
I'm thinking it's antenna, man. I'm thinking I'm gonna get something outside like I was talking about earlier. And, you know, maybe it's, I don't know. Let's see what happens. I'm just saying that took care of it for me. I never had a smoke problem since I've been on Detroit. You know, it's weird, but I can go to Mount Clemens right now and still talk on it and not have a squelch problem. But if Mount Clemens is coming in really weak or something, then yeah, I'll have a squelch problem. But on Detroit, I've never had it.
Copy that. Well, like I say, I'm just sitting around watching the old ball game here. I'm not a huge fan, but when we get into playoff situations, Detroit teams, I like to tune in and see what's happening.
Yeah, all right. All right, I'll let you go ahead and do what you're doing. Go back to doing what I'm doing. And, like I said, probably I go to bed here a little shortly. Not yet, but somewhere up the road here. But anywho, I'll talk to you in a few, get back to your game there. WSZ 793, I'm quiet.
Hey, Roger that, 793. The WSAL 946. Give me a holler. I'll be monitoring out here. Okay. Have a good one.
Roger, Roger.
WIUG 48 is clear. WRZZ873. WRZZ873, standing by.
WR FX 966.